Until few days back, the factories such as this steel mill were receiving the supply of gas for 2 days a week, helping these people to undertake the hard job. But gone are the days of even finding work for 2 days a week. Now the government has shut down altogether the gas supply indefinitely for all kind of industry throughout Punjab. The biggest Pakistani province, which houses 75% textile units, the mainstay of country's economy.
Until recently, we had at least 2 days to work in a week. But after the closure of the gas supply indefinitely, tell me what else we would do now. We are left with no option but to resort to the theft and robbery to feed our families.
Pakistani industry is fighting the hardest battle of its existence after the closure of gas supply.
Industry ki crisis pe agar aap aate hain to industry mein,
among all the industries, the textile sector has suffered the most, and that is why the textile industry is shifting to Bangladesh, a country which was separated from us in 1971. There is no energy crisis in Bangladesh, and that is why our industry is fast shifting there.
Aaj textile industry wahan pe shift ho rahi hai.
With the suspension of gas supply to the industries of Pakistan's biggest province, millions of low-paid laborers like these have lost their only source of income. As the winter peaks, the energy crisis is expanding to an unprecedented scale, effectively hitting all segments of the society. The traffic on roads in Pakistan is getting thin day by day after most of compressed natural gas stations were shut down to protest against high taxation. A government decision that has brought over 3.5 million public and private vehicles to a virtual grinding halt. The government says it is left with no option but to gradually shut down over 3,000 compressed natural gas stations to give first priority to the domestic consumers after the gas shortfall reached close to 1 billion cubic feet per day. But the gas supply is not available to all domestic consumers. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.